Air raid sirens rang out across Ukraine again today, this morning, after Russian cruise missiles destroyed two hotels and a shopping mall in the blockaded port city of Odessa, killing at least one person yesterday. But even as the war rages on in the suburbs of Kyiv and other areas that are repelling Russian troops, some people are beginning to rebuild. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Kyiv. But Jason, let's start with Odessa. Ukrainian President Zelensky is calling on the international community to help end the blockade there. What condition is that city even in?
Odessa is getting pounded at the moment. Airstrikes repeatedly over the last day. These were really intense strikes. One of them hit a major shopping mall, completely destroyed it. It's interesting. At times you can see where the Russians really seem to be focusing their air power. And right now it's on Odessa. It seems like they're trying to extend this corridor that they have kind of established along the south of the country. And they're trying to push it all the way to Moldova and basically cut Ukraine off from the Black Sea. And right now, Odessa is sort of this last real holdout down there. And they seem to be pounding it for that reason.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, you're in Kyiv, which was also pounded, maybe not as much, but some of the suburbs devastated by Russian forces, and people are trying to rebuild. Tell us more.
Yeah, so it very much is that the fighting has now shifted away from here, and now you've got neighborhoods that people are finally going in and looking at these buildings, and you know, a building might have gotten hit by one piece of artillery or one shell, and it seems like maybe it's okay, but they're going in and they're finding out that actually there's some structural problems with these buildings. I went into an 8-story residential building with a guy who said that he had just recently come back and other people were coming back and moving in, but the entire top floor was burned out. There was no roof on the place. They don't have any running water in there, but they're trying to clean these places up, trying to get businesses going again in some of these neighborhoods, which is difficult for many reasons, because for one, you don't have as many people, so the businesses don't have as many customers. Some places don't have running water. There are long gas lines because of fuel shortages that are happening across the country, as Russia tends to be hitting a lot of the infrastructure, including refineries.
Well, and last week, more than 100 Ukrainian architects gathered in the Kyiv suburb of Irpin to help draft a strategy for that town's restoration. That sounds incredible. I mean, this attack, this war, isn't over yet. There are thousands of buildings damaged, hundreds leveled. They could be again. Talk a little bit about their task ahead.
Their task is really huge. And again, it's not just here. That's part of what is so daunting. You know, some days I look at the little map of what parts of Ukraine are currently under an air raid siren, and it's almost every part of the country is red with these air raid sirens, meaning that they're detecting incoming missiles, some other threat. So the assault on Ukraine continues.
Well, I mean, that's what's so astonishing, that there would be 100 architects still left in this area, you know, who hadn't fled, but that they're meeting together, you know, expressing this optimism that they're already talking about rebuilding when the outcome of this war isn't known yet. And yesterday, President Zelensky addressed the country, marking 77 years since the end of World War II in Europe. Of course, Vladimir Putin gave his own speech in Russia. He did not formally declare war on Ukraine. He did not even mention cities in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So how are people in Ukraine that you speak to feeling today about what was said yesterday?
There definitely was a sense of relief here. I think there's this confidence now at this point, particularly after the Russians were unable to take Kyiv. But I was talking to a lot of people before May 9th, and some of them were telling me, yes, we're getting out of the city. We're going to you know, just play it cautious. And on May 9th, things were quite quiet on the streets. But today, you know, there were open cafes here in Kyiv, and people were out, you know, having coffee and going to work and you know, walking their dogs. So I think there's definitely a confidence that came out of not seeing Putin attempt to say that he was going to launch a new assault. And I think that the, you know, Zelensky basically, he came out and said, we will win. And I think that there's an underlying confidence in the Ukrainian people that's true. I think they have confidence that they are going to come through this in the end.
Well, Jason, let's hope it's not misplaced confidence.
Yeah, and, you know, Russia still does have nuclear weapons. They still have incredible military strength that they could throw at this country if they so decide. But I was talking to one woman yesterday, and she said, let's just hope that Mr. Putin still has some common sense left. I think a lot of people are hoping that that's the case.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Kyiv, Ukraine. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.